Hi, Steve here. After 20 years old, your body will naturally decrease its collagen production by 12% each passing decade. This is one of the main reasons why skin appears thinner and more wrinkled as we age. Ageless multi-collagen provides the five types of collagen your body needs in one complete protein. You'll enjoy powerful support for your body with results you can see and feel in a few short weeks. Get Ageless Multi-Collagen for 51% off, plus free shipping by going to agelesshealthwithsteve.com or just click on the link in the video description box below.
Real Stable Genius.
Real Stable Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Mask in the Car Wearer. You go from your bed to your bathroom to your kitchen to your car, and that mask never comes off your face.
It's part of me!
It doesn't matter that you live alone, sleep alone, and are alone in your car. You won't spread that deadly virus to yourself.
Don't make me quarantine me!
If you're told to wear a blindfold or never leave your house, you wouldn't question, because you'll always bow to authority.
Freedom is deadly.
So crack open an ice cold cuck light, Mr. Mask in the Car Wearer, and let it sit there and get warm, since you can't drink it through your mask.
I'm told I'm not thirsty anyway.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
Hi, Steve here. It's hard to believe that it's already been 6 months, a half of a year, since we were presented with the most deadly virus ever known to mankind. A virus that we were told would wipe out millions just in the U.S. alone. I've told you before, and I've presented many facts and many educated people in the science and medical professions who have basically admitted that this pandemic is a giant psychological operation to control the masses. It has very little based on facts to warrant people wearing masks and walking around in fear, let alone shutting down entire countries' economies.
Like many restaurants, well, like pretty much all restaurants in this area, there's no longer any indoor seating. And so our local bakery now has converted the front door into kind of a walk-up window with the cash register, and you know, and the woman working there sitting way back there, and then they've converted the front window to have all of their different baked goods and such in there, and it's everyone's standing, you know, in line there and 6 feet apart and that whole deal, right? And so when I pulled up, I'm not used to this mask thing, right? I pulled up and I see that everyone's wearing the mask, and they're all wearing a mask in line, and then I'm watching the person that just paid. She pays and grabs her sack, and then to the left is a little parking area there that they have cordoned off where everyone's enjoying their meals, right? There's benches and people are sitting and kids running around. There's probably 20 people in there, a lot of people in a very small area, maybe 40 by 40. And with all the masks off, right? And so I'm looking at, so I'm trying to understand this, right? So you wear the mask in the line, which is outside, and people are far apart, because we live in an area that where people are a highly compliant area, I'll put it that way. And then there's no masks. So I'm looking at that and thinking, this is odd. So I have, you know, that thing I wear around my neck and I pull up. So I thought, well, you know, it's hot. I'm not going to put that thing on. I'm standing in line outside. When I go up to the cash register, I'll put it on, you know, not to offend. I understand. You know, I get it. So I'm standing in line and I'm the next one up. And I hear behind me about two people back. There's a couple, probably about in their 40s or so, a little short guy and his woman. And I hear them having a discussion, and I'm starting to figure out that they're talking about me. And the guy says in kind of a low voice, put on the mask.
Put on the mask.
And I'm thinking, surely this guy's not talking to me. Is he talking to me? I'm just gonna ignore it. Hopefully he'll go away. I'm gonna grab my rolls. I'll be out of here. I'm not gonna go over there with those people. I'm just gonna get in the van and go, right? So then I hear his woman, you know, his woman's idea the whole time. You know, she's nagging at him and trying to get his courage up to say something.
Why don't you speak up?
And he says it again. He says it louder this time, and he directs his voice at me and says, put on the mask.
Put on the
mask.
He's
speaking to the back of my head, right? I turn around and I make eye contact with him to the point where he looks away, and I said, make me. And, you know, of course he skulks away, and, you know, I mean, he's like 5'6", and I'm 6'4", 210. 215, unfortunately. You know, I'm a big guy. I'm an intimidating guy physically. And for him to do that, of being such small stature and, you know, not a manly looking type of guy, to me was really surprising. That speaks to me of how strongly people feel about this and how much fear that there is out there. So I was a little upset. I shouldn't have said anything. I should have just ignored him and not did that and just got my stuff and just left. And I told myself next time, I'm like, I'm not gonna engage. I'm just not gonna put myself in a situation where this is gonna happen again, because I don't want a confrontation.
This is the main reason that people will continue to wear a mask. They just don't want to deal with it. Just like we don't want to deal with the fact that most of this is a complete fraud and a complete hoax. We have to completely ignore the truth and the facts that are right in front of our face. Just like the media and the government has been able to do for decades, take our will away because we don't want to confront and deal with the issues of truth.
I don't want to have problems with my local townspeople, right? Jumped in the van, we head down across the river, and we go to our favorite ice cream place. Of course, the same thing, right? They no longer can you go inside. It's a small building, and they have this beautiful, nice little grass area, and they've always had nice Adirondack chairs, and there's always kids. It's kind of the center of town, something we always look forward to. Now, of course, all of the seating is all gone, and you can't go inside, and there's a line, and the masks, and the whole thing, right? Like, okay, so we put the mask on. Right, stand in line and get our ice cream, and we're standing around there. And of course, you know, if you've ever had ice cream with little ones, you know, they make a mess. Like, she's Sweet Loaf's got ice cream everywhere, and I'm kind of phobic about that anyway. I don't like stickiness on my hands. And so they have a nice little porcelain sink that's mounted on the outside, a little tiny one, a little hot and cold running water there. And it's really nice little step there, nice to take your kids there and rinse off their hands and get that sticky off before you put them in the car. So I take the Sweet Loaf over there and hold her up, and we're washing her hands off and getting her cleaned up, right? Well, one of the girls working inside the ice cream place slides open the window that's right in front of the sink and starts screeching hysterically, telling me to step away and get away from the sink because they don't have any way of sanitizing it. And I just looked up at her and I said, "We're almost finished. You know, we'll be out of here in 5 seconds." Well, she escalates it. And now she's in complete hysterics. There's a huge scene. Everyone's looking at me. I mean, it's really uncomfortable. It's not something that I thought I would ever experience in my neighborhood. And I look around the back. They have public restrooms there and that are available to customers. And there's been a nonstop line of people going in and out of these public restrooms, using them, washing their hands in the two sinks there. And I don't see any employees going in between sanitizing or cleaning the facilities, right? So again, craziness, a double standard, you know, step away from the sink, you know, we don't have any way to sanitize it, but you can go around the back and use the public restrooms, you know, and that's the thing that's hard for logical people to deal with. And when you start to see these things, you start to, if you're an observant person, you realize that maybe this is not a health issue as much as it is a control issue. And as a watcher of people, as someone that's like myself, that's very observant, I guess what I came away from that is I really thought when we got to this point that when these rules and these things were coming down that don't necessarily always agree with science, that it would be a group of people, even if it was, you know, small percentage, that would push back and say, "No, this is crazy. We're not going to do this. You're just cherry picking things and you're just making things up as we go. It's hurting people, it's inconveniencing people. We're not going to do this. It's just not going to happen." But the more that I watched the reaction of folks when I was out in town yesterday and how willing they were to comply with this, it dawned on me for the first time that I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think there's ever going to be anyone to stand up and push against this, some of these things that are coming out that, in my opinion, are lunacy.
As the COVID-19 pandemic rages on, the media continues to rattle off statistics and numbers that sound terrifying to those who have no clue what the reality is. Mortalities attributed to the virus are often measured in the thousands of people per day globally. But is this number a little or a lot relative to typical causes of death? I'll bet you didn't know that nearly 150,000 people die every day worldwide, based on the latest comprehensive research published in 2017, before any so-called pandemic was declared. According to this chart from the CDC COVID data tracker, 192,388 people have died to date from the virus. The CDC's own website reported in 2017 that just under 3 million people died in that year. So since we're already through half of 2020, let's multiply the deaths, supposedly from COVID, by two, since we've only got that much time left for the whole year that would give us a figure of. Let's round it off, even to the high number. That's still well under 400,000 deaths, supposedly from COVID. 48,742 people die every day from cardiovascular diseases worldwide. But when the medical community is told to count every death as a coronavirus death, those numbers can't be trusted anymore. Here's the CDC deaths and mortality chart for the year 2017, just 3 years ago. Take a long look at this chart and notice the number of deaths in the U.S. for the year 2017. What do we know from this? We know that people aren't listening when they watch the news.
Every night on this broadcast, I sit here and with our correspondents take you through the staggering daily count of people infected, hospitalized, and dying from COVID. Along with that ever-expanding map of hotspots, it all confirms what many have understood for weeks. And I'm just going to say it. We are losing this battle. Hats off to the researchers working at breakneck speed to develop therapeutics and vaccine candidates. And to the neighborhood heroes trying to keep life as normal as possible. They are all doing their part. But what about the rest of us? Yes, the science is evolving. We're just 7 months into this nightmare. But we've been given the low-tech tools that current science tells us can save lives and may give struggling businesses a fighting chance. Denial has left the station, but calamity is right there on the track staring us down. We continue to hope our leaders will tap the courage and resolve to meet the moment. But in the meantime, remember, we're in this together.
They're not disassociating the number of cases supposedly reported and the number of deaths. You have to separate them. We hear the number of new cases, and many people just assume that means those are the number of deaths, but it's not. These globalists and New World Order Luciferians are pouring information like a funnel, drilling down until there's only a small opening at the bottom for you to accept. And that will be their vaccine. Look at the insane practices and methods they've got everybody believing in this world, but mostly Americans. Stay at least 6 feet apart and wear a mask. Let's talk about the mask. Even the warning on the side of the manufacturer's box makes it very clear that these masks will not protect you from coronavirus or other viruses or contaminants. The posts were flagged as part of Facebook's efforts to combat false news and misinformation on its news feed. Wait a minute. You mean Facebook is going to try and contradict what the manufacturers of the masks have stated about their product? You have to ask yourself, why would they do that? Because the narrative goes against this psychological operation that they're all a part of. They're all in on it. Big pharma, corporate media, social media, and all of the New World Order globalists. Even health experts admit that the N95 masks aren't likely to stop anything. So, why the mania for everyone to wear a mask? Why are senior citizens and elderly people being beaten up in stores for not having a mask? Why all the animosity everywhere you go in society if someone has or doesn't have a mask, if they're wearing or not wearing a mask? Just look at this statement from one TV station. It proves my point. Why a face mask box says it provides no protection to the wearer. Yes, wearing cloth face masks is still important to limit the spread of COVID-19. According to who? All these talking heads that you listen to on the news? Yes. Look at this totally ludicrous statement made by WUSA9, a corporate media CBS affiliate. What we found, the image reading, will not provide any protection against COVID-19 coronavirus, is real. Most masks, if not all, being sold have some sort of label saying that it will not provide any protection against viruses, but that does not mean masks should not be worn. Have we become so dumbed down and gullible and naive that we would accept a statement like this? Yes. Most people are ready to take a vaccine that not only has not been proven to be effective at all and unsafe, but is not being tested on any animals, nor do the manufacturers have any liability in case it kills you or your children or makes you permanently handicapped. Look at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's own admission. Before this rule was remanded by the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and the limits are not currently in force. OSHA's former limit for carbon dioxide was 5,000 parts per million as an 8-hour TWA, or time-weighted average. NIOSH has a TWA REL, or recommended exposure limit, of 10,000 parts per million with a 10-minute 30,000 parts per million ceiling limit. And they said those are appropriate. After carefully reviewing the record evidence submitted in response to OSHA's proposal for carbon dioxide, the agency has determined that exposure limits of 10,000 parts per million for an 8-hour TWA and 30,000 parts per million for a 15-minute are appropriate. What are the health effects of carbon dioxide? Minimally toxic by inhalation, displaces the normal oxygen in breathing air. Symptoms of mild CO2 exposure may include headache and drowsiness. At higher levels, rapid breathing, confusion, increased cardiac output, elevated blood pressure, and increased arrhythmias may occur. Breathing oxygen-depleted air caused by extreme CO2 concentrations can lead to death by suffocation. So what does wearing a mask, breathing in your own exhaled CO2, do to you? How many times does a normal, healthy human being breathe in and breathe out in just 1 minute? Well, we exhale, that means we breathe out, some 15 to 20 times in 1 minute. Let's take the lower number. What is 15 times 60? It's 900 exhales every hour. Let's now multiply 900 by 24 to get the number of breaths in 24 hours. That comes to 21,600 exhalations of carbon dioxide at 40,000 parts per million in one single day by one average person. So then the question is, how many parts per million of CO2 is safe to breathe all day? Michael Bernard from Toronto has a BA in environmental studies, and he said, "It depends on your job and what you enjoy doing. Tiny amounts of temporary cognitive degradation, completely unnoticeable by anyone, start occurring around 600 parts per million. Statistically significant temporary cognitive degradation starts around 1,200 parts per million. Temporary cognitive degradation for everyone, which prevents more than rote manual labor, occurs at around 2,500 parts per million. Above 5,000 parts per million, and health problems start kicking in. If you're a person learning complex material or thinking through complex subjects, stay under 600 parts per million. If you're doing rote, repetitive tasks, fill your boots up to 2,500 parts per million. You find yourself in 5,000 parts per million, run outside." And we wonder why people are acting stranger and stranger when these globalists like Anthony Fauci, Deborah Birx, and Bill Gates, they know these facts. They're quite aware of what these masks are doing. They know they're slowly destroying the health of people all over the earth. And on top of that, you're paying for them from your own money. It's just easier to continue to do nothing and watch the evil and corruption continue to operate without anyone standing up to it. But in the end, we will give an account for what we allow when we can stand up against it. This mask wearing continually in society is conditioning you to accept the next form of compliance to their next form of tyranny. Think about it.